speak this into the days of evil, into this present darkness. For this reason, I was born and have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. What is the truth? Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. This is how we know that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us of His Spirit. For we were all baptized by the Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And on this rock, Christ, the true light, the Lord has built His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He has given us the church, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I, the church, bind on earth, be bound in heaven. And whatever I, the church, loose on earth, be loosed in the heavenlies. The Lord has the nations as His inheritance, and the ends of the earth as His possession. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world, and those who dwell therein. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you and wait expectantly. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. My enemies cannot speak a truthful word. Their deepest desire is to destroy others. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with flattery. O God, declare them guilty. Let them be caught in their own traps. Drive them away because of their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Lord, so that your wonders may be multiplied in the world, that you gain glory through over by means of the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, and all their dark plans, and the world will know that you are the Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb the coronavirus and its variants, and any other plague, epidemic, pandemic, or anything alike, I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. I wash in the blood of the Lamb the next attempt for a mass lockdown and for a mandate to wear masks again and any other dark plan of the wicked. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. I invoke Holy Ghost resurrection fire to come down and consume them all. They shall not succeed. And quickly judge the wicked for their crimes against humanity. Wipe them out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and delight in abundant prosperity. The wicked. Their swords pierce their own hearts, and their bows be broken. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. They fall by the wayside, fail to accomplish their plans, dwindle away, become smaller, and lose substance. They be silenced in the darkness, their names be forgotten hereafter forever. For the eyes of the Lord are on us, the righteous, and his ears are inclined to our cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to sever their memory, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Praise the Lord. By the blood of Christ, Babel. Confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold the strength of the right hand of God. And here is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ shed 7 times, which has saved us. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Flee, flee all you powers of the enemy, you the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. I wash you, I wash all of you in the blood of the Lamb. Flee, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Amen. So be it. Praise the Lord. By the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in our mouths the Lord God has established a stronghold against his enemies to silence the enemy and the avenger. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost, resurrection, a fire has come down and consumed the wickedness, corruption, and defilement, fraud, treason, all the wicked plans of the enemy. Of this time, of this day, all their wicked plans. But God's wrath and judgment on the kingdom of darkness and on the wicked, and establishes heaven on this earth today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, hallelujah, amen. Thus I declare, by the blood of Christ, by the blood of Christ, I declare and I decree. All the works of the enemy's hands have been nullified and voided by the Holy Ghost resurrection fire for such a time as this. In the name of the Lord of Sabaoth. In the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God, are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth we receive and are enjoying peace, goodwill toward us on whom his favor rests. Therefore, shalom. Be still.